This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're all in this country together, and we see what happened yesterday with Texas and Mississippi. Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Reeves, Abbott of Texas, Reeves of Mississippi, said we're opening up. All right? Done with the masks. We're opening up. Still recommend face coverings and to be cautious. But in Texas, it was like, we're opening up 100%. When Texas does things, they go big. And I think in North Dakota, Montana, Iowa, they've already stopped the masks. And, you know, some of the, I saw on social media, some of the response was, woohoo, it's about time, let's do this. You know, we are done. Others are like, oh no, bad move, oh no. And, you know, so I want to hear from you guys, you know, do you agree or disagree with Texas and Mississippi throwing in the towel saying, we're done, we're out, we're going to do our own thing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I bring up Die Hard, the Die Hard movies a lot because they're one of my favorite series. And how I look at what's been happening, and we predicted this, is in the second Die Hard movie, do you remember when the bad guys, the bad people controlled the runways in the airport, and there were planes up in the air, and I don't understand why the planes didn't just fly to a nearby airport, but for some reason they had to circle, and they had to circle for the whole 2-hour movie. And then finally, they just couldn't wait, and without runway lights, they were like, you know what, we're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. And then John McClane had to be out there with, you know, some flamethrowers. He couldn't do it. And so then he lit the plane on fire, and he said, yippee-ki-yay, and the plane exploded. And I'm not ruining the movie for you because the movie's like 30 years old. But anyway, the exhaustion and the attitude of the pilots in those movies saying, we just have to go for it. We just can't do this anymore. Still being in the air could be deadlier than us taking our chances landing. And that's what I see is going on with many of these states and what I saw yesterday happen with Texas and Mississippi. I think there have been multiple cries for help, and it's been about a year. And we discussed this on the show, and it wasn't very popular when some politicians brought it up, saying the only way to deal with the COVID crisis is to learn to live with COVID. And so we've been locking down, we've been masking up, we've been avoiding others. And mind you, you know, when there's a bad disease and it's something that could kill you, I don't blame people for wanting to bunker down. I don't blame people for wanting to have a you know, facial covering and to not have somebody spray it when they say it. So I totally understand why much of the population did want to lay low. But a good portion of the population is begging for help. They're begging for financial help. And so it looks like Governor Abbott, Governor Reeves, they're saying, we're listening, we're going to open up. Now, as a doctor, how do I feel about it? Well, you know, when you look at the data, when you look at what happened with California, when you look at what happened with Florida, you know, the numbers are pretty similar. Maybe Florida had more, a little bit higher percentage of cases. But for the amount of lockdown, the amount of restrictions, for the amount of economic devastation, I don't know how many more lives California saved than Florida. And another thing that's kind of complicating many of our approaches to COVID is we're not looking at Mexico. Mexico is having surges of cases. I think in the last few hours, they've reported another 1,000 deaths. If you've been watching what's happening in Mexico, things are going up, and they just started their vaccine rollout. And so as we're starting to loosen immigration and starting to let people come in, I think many of the countries, especially the southern countries, are like, look, you know, the cases are going to go back up anyway. You know, we're going to open the borders. You know, we're going to have a surge of variants. And I think many people out there are going, look, this is just not going to end. So the question I have for people is, do we learn how to live with it and you know, figure out how to, like I keep saying, build more hospitals, make sure we have more medical equipment, PPE, better masks, none of these facial gaiters, you know, give everybody some N95s. Do we approach it like COVID is with us, or do we approach it as COVID's only going to be, you know, just for 2 weeks, right? We're going to try to flatten the curve by just bunkering down for 2 weeks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How I look at things, again, you know, I don't want to sway you guys, is COVID isn't temporary. I think we figured that out. We were hoping it would be. The other SARS-CoV, the other SARS virus seemed temporary between 2002 and 2003. But with this, no. It's not acting temporary. So we, in Vegas, I live in Southern Nevada, we start to open schools. And, you know, a lot of the teachers were happy. You know, they said the kids in a social distance, right? You know, the kids didn't, you know, wash their hands all the time. The masks kept slipping. But, you know, from the teachers I'm talking to, they've been pretty happy. They've been saying, look, you know, this is where we need to be. This is where the kids need to be. So I don't want people dying. I don't want people exposed to a variant. But it just looks like COVID isn't going away. And so do we all go under? Do we have to rely on a government that's already trillions of dollars in debt to still shell out more money? And if they don't have money, do we starve? I mean, now there's a big debate in Congress of whether we should just do $1,400, you know, checks continuously, because the, you know, 600 here or the 1200 here or the 1400 here, it doesn't help with rent. It doesn't help, you know, with food on a long-term basis. So what do we need to do on a more permanent basis? Well, we need tax dollars. So we need employers. We need employees making money. We need, you know, businesses open. We need hospitals making money. I mean, you know, the hospitals are staying open during this whole COVID crisis, which is really nice. But the problem is if they aren't bringing in money because people aren't getting their hysterectomies and they aren't getting their cholecystectomies or their appendectomies, or, you know, then are the hospitals going to stay open? And if people aren't paying their bills? So I get what's going on with Texas and Mississippi. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you know, some of you have been donating blood, and I love the fact that you're donating blood. We really need to keep our blood stores up. But many of you have been donating plasma to help treat severe COVID. And so some have asked, well, what about plasma with early COVID? You know, now why is plasma being studied? Well, because of the antibodies. If somebody has had COVID, then they have antibodies. And we're hoping that when somebody does have COVID, that they can either make antibodies or have produced antibodies from a vaccine so that when real COVID comes in, they could fight it. Well, if somebody has not been able to be vaccinated or has not had COVID, and then now they have now they're battling COVID, one treatment option we've been doing is giving them something called convalescent plasma, meaning somebody who convalesced from COVID who has antibodies, we are administering those antibodies so they can hopefully attack COVID. Well, the National Institutes of Health decided to stop a clinical trial using convalescent plasma in mild to moderate. Now, that doesn't mean severe cases, but mild to moderate, because they found not much difference in hospitalizations, deaths, or in preventing progression to severe illness. So this was data and safety that I guess data and safety board looked at some of the data they convened on February 26th. And even though this doesn't really have much to do with severe COVID, it is looking at what our approach could be for mild. And that's kind of been a pretty big question. You know, what could we do when we have mild COVID? Now, we are having a guest come on. Daniel, is the guest ready? Oh, okay. So the big question everybody asks me is, all right, so I have mild COVID, I have moderate COVID, what should I be doing? Should I be taking an antibiotic? Should I be taking steroids? And the reason why they're getting this is because they hear a lot of people have been getting a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. People love the double packs. Some people even drink a six-pack, which I would not recommend. No six-pack. Or Truly or White Claw. None of that during COVID. And so the reason why we've been using antibiotics and steroids, sometimes as outpatients, is because as inpatients, we've been giving antibiotics and steroids. But those are for the more severe cases. So you have some specialists out there saying, or some doctors out there saying, well, you know, if you're sick and you're having bronchitis and all that, why don't we decrease some of the inflammation and do this? The problem is that the CDC has not okayed that. The CDC still does not have any recommendations for mild COVID. And mind you, we have variants and people are asking. It's a question I've gotten all year. You know, what do I do? Yeah, I've been diagnosed with COVID. I have a cough. I still have a fever. And right now, the only recommendations are fluid. If your fluids rest, isolation, if you're low on vitamin D, to make sure your doctor supplements that vitamin D. Make sure you're eating healthy. Get your vitamins in. Some doctors are recommending regimens of zinc and vitamin C. CDC has not given us the thumbs up on that yet. But there are people taking zinc, vitamin C. Some people want to take ivermectin and quercetin and things like that. You'll see doctors have little soups, little recipes for people to take when they have COVID. But to be honest, what I've seen in my clinical practice, which is telemedicine, is not much difference from somebody who just kind of wrote it out versus somebody that got an antibiotic and got a steroid or pushed the vitamin C or pushed the zinc. So I haven't seen much of a difference. And I know it's frustrating because people think they need to do something. And I get that. You know, see, in my family, people ask, did I get COVID? I think I did get COVID, but what I know, none of my family got diagnosed. We've never had the body aches and the chills and all that. There was just one day on a weekend where I got a fever and I got body aches and I lost my ability to taste. But then the next day I was fine. So I still isolated. I mean, I'm not really around people in my studio and doing telemedicine. And I'm like, I'll go get a test. And I just never got a test because I felt fine and I forgot about it. So maybe I had that, but I was really lucky to only have a one-day course, so to speak. But for other people, it is lagging on. I spoke to somebody yesterday. They're in their second week of fevers. Now, what do I recommend if you have a fever that lasts over a week? You get yourself checked out. You could have COVID, but you could have something else. You could have pneumonia. You could have another sort of infection. You know, COVID acts weird. It acts differently from other viruses. Most viruses, the fever's gone in a few days. COVID, yeah, the fever could last. But I also don't want you misdiagnosed. I can't tell you how many people were diagnosed with COVID, but they ended up having a heart issue or pneumonia or something else. You know, in fact, that was one of the reasons why we had such a high death rate early on is because we, unfortunately, were telling people, you know what, if you think you have COVID, stay home. Well, I thought that really probably wasn't the best advice because people were having shortness of breath and they were home and they were struggling and they were like, but I might have COVID. So obviously we need to, you know, probably rethink how we approach when we get seen. So our next guest I'm really excited about is Gwen Samuel, president and founder of the CT Connecticut Parents Union, and she's going to talk to us about what's been going on the school front. Gwen, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, my gosh. So it's been great. In my neck of the woods, some of the private schools have opened up to younger kids. I know a lot of the some of the public schools have. Some of the private schools have been open. What are you seeing? Because you work with a lot of charter schools.
I do work with a lot of charter schools, as well as some district schools and some magnet schools. What we're seeing is that here in Connecticut, the school reopening is not coming along as quickly as it is in some other parts of the country, and there's a tremendous learning loss that our students are suffering as a result of that.
I bet. And you also represent the parents. What are the parents going through?
Parents are struggling right now on so many levels. Clearly the pandemic has wreaked havoc on many families economically, and then on top of that, the additional challenge of schooling their children at home. And these are not homeschool parents, so they're not really equipped for all of that. And then on top of it, just the stress of seeing that their children are also struggling and losing ground. In some cases where you've got children with disabilities or very young children, they're particularly not well suited for a sustained period of time being outside of a classroom.
So tell us about the Get Schooled campaign. Tell us about that.
All righty. So Get Schooled is a campaign that we're running to make sure that people have the facts about what a high-quality public education is and what our children deserve. So Get Schooled is about basically letting everyone know that every kid deserves a high-quality public school, whether that public school be a charter school or a district school or a magnet school. They're all public schools, and these are all our public school kids, and they deserve the same resources, and they deserve to be learning. And during the pandemic, while a number of schools were forced into closure, there were kids sometimes getting something like only 30 minutes of instructional time a week. Now, obviously, there's going to be tremendous learning loss with that.
Of course. So, you know, in your opinion, what needs to be done to help open up schools in Connecticut?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to do is have a commitment to that being so. So there's a lot of infighting going on right now on the ground where people are not even clear that they want that to happen. So obviously we all want safe reopening of schools. We value teachers and we want everyone to be safe, but we want to think about how to move forward and not to talk about what isn't possible, but to talk about what can be possible and how to make that happen safely.
I love that. How can people find out more information, Gwen?
So I would encourage people to go to our website, which is ConnecticutParentsUnion.org. That's CTParentsUnion.org. And also to find out more about the fantastic things that charter schools are doing during the pandemic, you can go to charterswork.org.
That's wonderful. Well, can't wait to have you back and speak more about this. I think I think the work you're doing is phenomenal. Thank you so much for coming on, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths rapidly in decline, the state of Texas will lead the nation in ending the mask mandate and will no longer limit the number of people in any business. Texas businesses may still choose to require patrons to wear masks, but the decision will be at the individual business level. The new rules kick in March 10th. A crash just east of El Centro, California, involving suspected human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen dead Tuesday. The overloaded SUV drove into the path of a semi-rig hauling two trailers of gravel. Customs and Border Protection said the crash happened 8 miles north of a hole that was cut in the border fence near Calexico, California. The fence that was cut was older and did not involve Trump wall construction. Major League Baseball spring training continues today with 14 games scheduled. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is taking advantage of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed vaccine development, and the American people are the beneficiary.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's hearing plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers, get them vaccinated immediately. They're essential workers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Operation Warp Speed was initiated by the U.S. government to facilitate and accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people have had questions about the vaccines and if they use aborted fetal cells and what's the scoop with that. And I was interviewed on News 13 yesterday, KTNV, with Austin Carter on what some of the controversy is and why some Catholic leaders are saying, maybe opt for a different vaccine from the Johnson & Johnson and maybe go for the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. So I thought we probably need to spend a little bit of time just explaining what's going on with that, because I understand a lot of people are concerned and they're a little freaked out. So really quickly here. Okay. So in order to have all the advancements we have in medicine, all right, and not use animals and keep experimenting on animals, we use, or we want to use, a more, shall we say, a medium that looks a little bit more like a human. And so we want to use human cells, but we need these cells to last. We need these cells, we need to be able to grow them. If we mess up with the experiment, throw them out, have new ones. And these cell lines are very difficult to come by. Now, I'm not saying this as an excuse, I'm just kind of explaining what we do in science. And there's a couple cell lines that have allowed scientists to do what they need to in terms of making medications, in terms of fighting cancer, in terms of making vaccines. We have the HeLa cells. We have the HEK293, HEK293. HeLa cells came from Henrietta Lacks. And I don't know if you read the book, but Henrietta Lacks, back in the late 40s, early 50s, had cervical cancer. And when they took a sample of her cells without her consent, and they found that her cells just miraculously were, quote-unquote, immortal. They could grow quickly. And even though she unfortunately died from cervical cancer, her cells have been used in science now to save the lives of millions, maybe billions, because much research was able to be used because these cells could be used to replicate proteins, could be used to test medicines, and these cells were her cervical cancer cells. They're called HeLa cells. And so we still have cells today from Henrietta Lacks. Which is contributing to medicine right now. But again, a lot of controversy because she never gave consent. She never knew they used her cells. Family wasn't told until later. So a lot of controversy over that. The HEK293, the human embryonic kidney cells, 293. I think it's 293 because the scientist who worked with them, it was his 293rd experiment. Those came from a human embryo back in the 70s, I believe, in the Netherlands. And it was an embryo that wasn't a stillborn, that wasn't it wasn't taken while a mom was pregnant. Most pregnant women won't let you take samples of their kids. So it came from an aborted fetus. And those cells have been able to be used and replicated and have that immortality. They grow quickly. I think they double in 36 hours in terms of replication. And so scientists have been able to use that to make vaccines. I believe the MMR vaccine, the hepatitis vaccine, some flu vaccines, and some of the COVID vaccines. And so, when we use fetal tissue, people always say, well, Dr. Dahlia, why does abortion have to be involved? Why can't we just use fetal tissue? Well, because you have to find a mom, and I don't think you will, and I don't think there's any ethics allowed to, take a healthy fetus, and take their tissue, and you can't use a stillborn or a miscarriage because those cells aren't alive. So, unfortunately, it relies on a baby that was aborted or a fetus that was aborted. So, these cells are used because they help replicate proteins. Now, remember I told you the difference between the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Moderna Pfizer vaccines are the Johnson & Johnson vaccines uses a vector, an adenovirus vector. So whereas Pfizer and Moderna inject mRNA around a little lipid envelope to go into the muscle cell, very delicate, the mRNA floats around, makes the instructions to make the spike proteins, the cell releases the spike proteins, the antibodies recognize the spike proteins, learn it, and are ready to fight real COVID from coming. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine use an adenovirus vector. So they use a virus that will bring in the DNA, kind of also in a protein coat, get it into the cell. The DNA talks to our DNA. They make that mRNA. That makes the spike proteins. Body learns the spike proteins, ready for when COVID comes. But that adenovirus, or adenovirus, however you want to pronounce it, isn't allowed to hurt us. We've had to manipulate it so that it couldn't hurt us. We want that virus to just die off. The last thing we want to do is infect ourselves with the virus. So that part of the technology of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had to utilize cells that can make the new proteins. Hence that cell line. Those HEK293 cell lines that we're using now, there's no fetus abortive baby parts in going into our body. But the technology is being used to make a protein. So in New Orleans and in St. Louis, some of the Catholic leaders have discussed constituents or flock or congregants about how, because the technology for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might have originated from an aborted fetus, if you can opt for the Pfizer and the Moderna, which they don't believe needed the HEK293 cells. Now, there has been some debate that in some of the trials after the vaccine was done, it was tested using them, I think with Moderna, not Pfizer. But for now, if you get any of the vaccines, there's no aborted fetus cells, nothing like that. But for now, the Catholic Church is a lot more comfortable with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines than the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. However, many Catholic leaders are saying, look, you know, use your conscience. You know, if you have the ability to get a vaccine, and that's the only vaccine you could get, you know, in religion, you know, in Judaism also, in our religion, the more Orthodox, we would probably have parallel approaches to Catholicism when it comes to anything that would have to do with an aborted fetus in medicine. However, I know in my religion, you know how we're not supposed to eat pork and we're not supposed to eat shrimp? In the Bible, it says, look, to save your life, if that's the only food out there, if, you know, you're stranded on an island and you can't fish and the only thing out there is a pig, to save your life, you can do it. So some religions, and I'm not here to interpret, you know, everybody's religion and what they're allowed to do, but you know, when you hear some leaders go, well, it's okay, and some say it's not okay, it's the approach of, well, you know, if you can't get any other vaccine, you know, it's the Johnson & Johnson, I think, from what I'm understanding, is to some people that are concerned about the abortion link, they're saying, look, if you could choose the other ones, they'll be more ideal from a practicing Catholic or Orthodox Jew or, you know, whichever religion is concerned about that. So, you know, me personally, I understand. I mean, you know, I love religion. So when I have people who come in and they say, look, you know, I can't do this because of my religion or whatever, I, even though their health is paramount, I put second, you know, I mean, if I have to save their life, I have to save their life. Just like with Jehovah's Witnesses, there's always that, you know, tug of war of, you know, do we give blood product, do we not? But we always try to do what we can to salvage their beliefs, because we totally understand that, you know, people, you know, don't want to receive something that they think could be against their religion. But from what I understand, there are no fetal, right, abortive cells within the vaccine. So, yeah. But you know, it's a tough subject. Whether you guys could get a waiver and approach that to the health department, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But that's what's happened in the last 24 hours in the news. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN. Don't go back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your calls, your comments, your suggestions. Richard from Pahrump says he's been vaccinated and would like to go out and take me out on a date. I'm honored, you know. I used to ask people I dated if they had any STDs, you know, and if they could show me their Quest or LabCorp or CPL lab form so I could make sure they didn't have any STDs. I'm married, though. Thank you. I'm married. So even though I'm sure my hubby would be like, go, take her, please. But no. So I can't go out on a date with anybody, but I'm really, really happy that you got vaccinated. And I know it's liberating. I get it is liberating for, you know, so I got my second vaccine. I was still achy yesterday, and hubby was tired. He kind of, on day three and a half, got tired. Well, he was grumpy. It was really interesting. Actually, this is what happened with hubby. So we are taking the dog out for a walk, and he starts, like, he had this walking stick. And when he walks with the walking stick, yeah, he doesn't need the walking stick, but I guess he had it just because some dogs come up and start to, you know, sniff Uzi, and he's like, leave my tushy alone. So he has a walking stick just in case we need to kind of shoo somebody away, and he just is making noise with it. And the dog's getting annoyed with it. I'm like, why are you doing that? And then he got all mad, and then he just left. I'm like, okay, so what's going on with him, you know? And I don't want to insult anybody, but, I mean, he was acting the way I used to when I used to get PMS. Turns out, he said, I was tired, I wasn't feeling well with the vaccine. So he's been using the vaccine as an excuse for his not-so-nice behavior or annoying behavior to me. But we're already on day 4, 5. We feel great. So that second vaccine, just to reassure you guys, that second shot, not as bad as everybody expected. And I know some of you have asked, why did the media freak us out about the vaccine? And what? Listen, if we said you were going to have the vaccine and you weren't going to feel a thing, not even a tickle on your tush, you'd be then all of a sudden, if you get an ache, oh my gosh, I'm dying. So that's the one thing I agree with what the media did, is people came out, doctors came out, nurses came out, said, look, when you get the shot, all right, you might feel achy, you might feel feverish, you might feel tired, you might feel nauseated, you know, so expect that. And the reason why I set up a Facebook page that had COVID vaccine experiences, good, bad, neutral, is I didn't want anybody to bash Biden or Trump, or I didn't want it to be political. And, of course, people came on there saying, you know, we're pushing poison. All I did was set up a platform where people could say what their symptoms were. And apparently we got some really good feedback on that, because some people got a rash, some people got a metallic taste in their mouth, there's been some people complaining of ear ringing. And so even though what I have isn't really scientific, I mean, I can't really do a study with that data, it is representative of some people who are just honestly saying, look, this is what happened to me, you know, I'm not trying to worry anybody, not trying to be political, but I just want to let you know this was a side effect I had, and it went away, or it hasn't gone away. So if you do get the vaccine, or you're about to get the vaccine, and you want to look at what some people are reporting, you could go ahead and look at that Facebook page. It's called COVID Vaccine Experiences, Good, Bad, Neutral. Me, I posted my experience, which was kind of easy. You know, really wasn't that bad, and I think it's because I was really expected to be bad. Yes, during it, I was telling everybody to feel sorry for me and, you know, find me a White Claw or something. Do not drink alcohol. Please don't go to alcohol. But it worked out pretty good. So, okay, tomorrow, I believe the CDC is going to give us their guidance on what those of us vaccinated could do. And I know a lot of people out there that want to go and have, like major sex parties and raves and all that. And, of course, the CDC is going to come up with guidance going, look, guys, right, slow your roll, right, pump the brakes a little bit here. Just we need to, you know, slowly go in. But what I'm hearing is the CDC is going to start hint at letting us have some home parties, letting us have some home gatherings. And we got Easter coming up at the end of the month. We got Passover. Not that, you know, Passover is the most fun holiday. It's kind of important, you know, to have our Seder and have people over. So it sounds like some of us that are religious are going to be able to have, you know, our Seder, Easter dinner, that kind of thing. It sounds like we probably will be able to do more going to church. sounds like what we saw with the Golden Knights, people able to slowly start going into the arena. What happened with the Golden Knights, some of you asked. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have the Vegas Golden Knights. They are fantastic. Many of them are my neighbors. Really, really cool guys. Love these guys. Well, the arena opened up to 15% capacity. You couldn't bring in a purse. I think you could bring in your cell phone, but you couldn't bring in your purse. I think just your purse and keys. You had to go in at a certain time. You couldn't crowd. So I think you sat in your car, and then it was when it was time for you to come in through the door, they did that. So it was really, really streamlined nicely. And, I mean, we haven't really heard any issues from what happened this weekend with, you know, the T-Mobile Arena starting to open up. So from what I understand, the CDC is going to allow small gatherings, suggest small gatherings, and suggest still be cautious. But if we could have some home parties or some family dinners, sounds pretty good. What would I suggest as a doctor? And I know some of you are concerned about some of these variants. Apparently, the Brazilian variant has been found, I think, in California and Florida and maybe Oregon. And then there's the California variant that has been found outside of California. The Texas variant has been found in Florida. And all these variants. See, I don't know if you guys noticed, the COVID virus, they look like they're having a party. They look like they're mixing, right, and having, they're kind of fun and recombining, doing some recombination sort of things where they're swapping DNA. So the virus looks like they're having a good time while we're all staying home. The variants, they do concern me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am a little concerned of these variants. I mean, in fact, you know, when Dr. Walensky, the CDC director, says, guys, you know, don't get overly excited about, you know, the pause in cases. You know, this might be temporary. If I really look at the politics of things, okay, President Biden, the Biden administration, and Dr. Walensky, the CDC, they don't have much to gain by, quote-unquote, hysteria. By saying, okay, everybody has to worry and everybody has to lock down. You know, because I know that was a big concern people had last year, where they thought it was, you know, being blown out of proportion so it could kind of affect the way we vote and all that. You know, so there's been a lot of theories about what happened with that. If I try to look at the secondary gain of what, you know, what could happen politically, I don't believe there's much gain, unless I'm missing it, that the Biden administration would have to say, guys, slow your roll. So I believe it. I understand why, you know, people are so fatigued and over it and sick of the masks and sick of the social distancing. Now, once they saw the numbers open up and hospitals open up and staff going, look, we had a slow day, people are like, we're done. And so I understand why the Biden administration and Dr. Walensky is like, guys, you know, be cautious. We got the variants. But what they also have to realize is when you aren't making income, every day of your restaurant closure or your salon closure or you not having a job is like, you know, somebody screeching their nails on a chalkboard. And so, you know, some of you are like, you know, do I support what happened in Texas and Mississippi? I don't support it, but I don't not support it. I understand. I understand. I'm lucky that I'm still able to work and my business is able to be open. But I got to tell you, when our business was closed, I was counting the days till we could open up. And it was scary. And I'm like, how many more days is this going to be? Because every single day you're closed, you know, it's one thing to break even. It's another thing to not make a profit. But it's a whole nother thing to be taking a loss. So, you know, I'll let you know what the CDC says in terms of what we're allowed to do once we're vaccinated. But I get that people vaccinated want to be footloose or fancy free. I get that. But, yeah, I do agree with Dr. Walensky and the Biden administration. We still need to be careful because I do see another wave coming. 1-877-DR.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
Center recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.